Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jaylen Brown will guard the inbound of OG Anunoby, who's in the spot Kyle Lowry would be in when he won the game. They throw to the far corner again. Siakam catches. They got to go quick. Siakam launches the three. It's in the air. No good. Rebound. Hit it out of bounds. Anunoby saves it. Back into Ibaka. He misses at the buzzer, and it's over. Oh. And the Boston Celtics going to the final seconds of the final game of the seven-game series we all hoped it would be have not only survived the Toronto Raptors, they have taken the title belt off them and advanced, taking their talents to virtual South Beach.
You guys ready for the Eastern Conference Finals? Huh? Starts tonight. Celtics and Heat. Zoe has already punched the Celtics ticket to the finals, the finals.
Celtics and six.
No. Celtics and
five or six. Five or six.
Okay, we'll talk to Brad Stevens today at 1:20, by the way. He's going to come on the show from Florida, from inside the bubble. Their game is at 6:30 tonight, FYI.
Right.
So we apologize for the disruption to the baseball reports.
That's a shame. That's where I get my baseball knowledge.
Have you listened to the baseball reporters this year?
Not once. I haven't. No, but I've I've religiously listened to it in the past because Maz is really good at it. And, you know, you condense that into that short time he's on talking about. You learn a lot about the team and around the league. It's a good show. Highly rated. They give you no reason to listen.
We're going to get to more listen or watch them today. I think
they're not even worth like a mention. Yeah. Murray's Hub headlines are phenomenal. Like the 1.3 seconds he spends on it. Like they're not worth it.
Gordon Hayward update. From Brad Stevens yesterday, he said Gordon Hayward went through a small group workout after practice, and that he looked good in doing it. His status moving forward is uncertain at this point, but he's been ruled out for game one.
Okay.
So he's not going to be there for this game.
Okay, what's the schedule here? So today is Tuesday. They play tonight. When would game two be? Thursday? Right? Thursday, Saturday. You don't want to play on Sunday. You don't want to go up against Monday Night Football. Yeah, you got to get a game in Saturday, and I think next one after that would be Tuesday.
They're playing Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
Ooh, when's Monday?
Right? That's the schedule as of right now?
T-Bone, I thought potentially we talked about Monday being pushed because of Monday Night Football.
I thought they only had the first two scheduled.
Yeah, maybe.
No, September 21st is Monday. They're playing Monday. They just don't have the time. Yeah. But we know the dates.
Oh, afternoon game be nice.
On Monday?
Yeah.
What time would you like the game?
12:30.
Oh, you know, I don't think so.
B-Rob says it's not official for Monday.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. So unofficial. So they may what? Push it to Tuesday? Is that their...
Wednesday.
Wow. See, so the reason I ask this is...
So wait, they're going to play Saturday and then have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off?
Potentially because ESPN has Monday Night Football. And so it's either going to be an early and all these finals is on ESPN. So they figure out.
Couldn't they do a doubleheader on Tuesday?
They could, but I don't think they want to do that against the West finals. Okay. They don't want to put it. They want to have to figure out the West schedule.
Okay, but why not do like a 6-9 type of thing?
I mean, it's possible, but I think they want to keep those separate.
Wow. So they might bump it all the way until Wednesday.
And the West and the East Finals will be ahead of the West Finals, too, in terms of the games in the series.
Okay. All right. So maybe there's going to be a big break in the middle of the series between games 3 and 4. Do you want Gordon Hayward back, B-Rob?
Yes, but maybe not in the starting five.
Maybe not? No, no, you got to give us a hard yay or nay on that.
Well, what does he look like? What percentage are you giving him?
90.
Yes, absolutely. But okay. You're not starting him if
See,
he's 90.
And Zoe's firmly against it. I feel that's how it feels to me.
Yeah, I know that, but I think with the potential of him coming back and, okay, if he doesn't look good enough yet and he's still not ready and we're going to hold him out, that scheduling issue they're up against football could buy him even another day or two to where it could help the Celtics in that respect if you're really factoring him being back in to make an impact in his series. Use that to your advantage, right? So I would say even rest Gordon more and see how the first two games go. You may even have more time to play with.
So you're saying err on the side of getting him to 100% and as opposed to bringing him back at 80 or 90%.
Correct.
Make sure he's
I don't want to come back at like 80% and then you're going to disrupt things even more. You know what I mean? It would be even a double negative.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
I just think, you know, hey, you scheduling to advantage as you plan this thing out with him.
If you get him to 100%, do you have any reason to then not put him in the starting lineup?
I wouldn't put him in the starting lineup.
What if he's at 100%, is he in the starting lineup?
No.
Yes.
Oh. Who's out? Who sits?
Smart.
You hate that?
I can't stand
that. I'm starting to hate this.
I don't think he'll get to 100%, though. That's the thing. Like, this is a serious injury.
I like that.
A grade 3 ankle sprain. 4 weeks. He's just now starting to work out. Like, he's not even working out with the team yet in terms of full practices. So it's hard to envision him being back to 100% in this series.
Does Marcus Smart not deserve to be in the starting lineup for this team?
Yeah.
Like, he just won them a series.
We all
know this.
We just got done talking about it yesterday. Like, I said, he's the most consistent player in the series. Not the best.
He's not their best player.
Consistent.
He's the guy, but he's the reason they won the series.
Yeah.
He's the reason they beat Toronto.
He's not going to play any less, though.
I know he's not.
It's everything. It's messaging to the team.
There's something about having your best five on the floor at the right time.
It's taking a piece of heart out. You take a piece of your heart out. You know, like when you go away, you take a piece of my heart with you.
I just think there's a certain intensity to the game when he's in it.
Yes.
That benefits the guys around him.
I want to start that game with intensity.
I agree. I'm with Zoe on this.
I think he's earned it. I mean, this isn't like something that's fictitious here. It comes out of thin air. This is something that's earned. Right? Belichick talks about it. You want to play a little running back? He earns the opportunity to play him more. You earn the opportunity. Marcus has done that.
I think that he complicates matters, getting healthy and coming back.
He does.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at Hayward in this series and maybe bring him off the bench, take some pressure off him too. You don't throw him in, you don't put him in the starting five with that pressure on right away, and that, you know, you keep his minutes down until he's ready to fully go if they get to there.
Let's play this out even further. He comes back, he comes back game four, we say, and he plays at least, you know, two games, three games, whatever it might be at the end of the series. Celtics win the series. We're playing hypotheticals here. Gordon Hayward comes off the bench. The pressure was taken off. He looks good. He looks comfortable. It works. What happens if the Celtics are in the NBA Finals and he now is back to full health? You keep it exactly the way it was. How do you not?
I can't fight you there.
Thank you.
If Smart looks good,
thank you.
And you get there, then yeah, like that, Hayward will have to come off the bench in that scenario.
It's nice having him. It's nice to have him.
Yeah, it's better to have him than to not have him.
Absolutely.
But I just fear the usage and like how the lineup looks when you sort of change the group.
You've sort of have this forced chemistry now that I think they thrive off of. There's an energy there. You take part of that energy away. He's more of a floater to me.
617.
He's a bystander. He's not a game takeover guy.
617-779-0985. The Celtics getting ready for their series in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat. Your thoughts on the series and your thoughts on the return of Gordon Hayward and how that's going to look when he does make it back. More on that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I haven't talked to our medical staff about any of that. He didn't go through our normal practice. He went through a hard pep workout, what we call our small group workouts, after practice. So he looked good when he was going through it, but there's a big difference between doing that and actually getting into a game. I don't know officially what that means as we move forward, but he's getting better.
That's Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics, on Gordon Hayward's workout yesterday. Brad Stevens will join us on this very show coming up at 1:20 today. This is from The Ringer earlier today. Paolo Ughetti writes about Marcus Smart powering the Celtics, that Marcus Smart has been a big reason why the Celtics have had the success that they've had. He writes, back on August 18th, hours after news broke that Gordon Hayward's ankle would keep him out for at least a month, a clairvoyant Smart predicted exactly what would happen to his role and how he would adapt. Quote, starting doesn't require me to be more of an offensive threat, so I can spend most of my energy on the defensive end, but the energy is the same. He then writes, Smart started. It's like, you know.
Hey, get smart.
Shop. Smart started 40 games during the regular season, so this role wasn't foreign to him, but he has jumped from 32 minutes a game to 39 since Hayward went out. As Smart explains it, when he comes off the bench, he's expected to be more assertive, a two-way player who can generate some offense. Smart is at his best, though, when he's able to focus on his defensive strengths, and he's able to do that better the more he's on the floor. Quote, I got to be that defensive pest that I am, be the best defensive player in the league that I am. And he feels he can do this and give more energy defensively when he's in the starting lineup as opposed to being the sixth guy. Because when he's on the bench and he comes off the bench, he's expected to have more of an offensive output, if you will. At least that's how the player feels. That's him in his own words. Can the Celtics afford to be without the best defensive version of Marcus Smart in an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals? Can that happen?
No.
No.
No, the answer's no.
So, Gordon Hayward, you're done. You're on the bench now.
He's not done.
As a starter, he is.
Right. Thank you, Gordy.
Thank you, Gordy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, that's what it is. Smart can be more effective as a defender if he's in the starting lineup.
I mean,
his defensive plays have meant a ton to this team.
There's no drop here in play. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sit here and you've watched this team consistently. And even since Smart started here, go all the way back to the beginning, there were lulls and stuff, but he has played himself into a damn good transitional player on both ends of the court. And you sit here and say, what are the most important things for this Celtic team as they continue to move forward? Obviously, Jason Tatum's huge, right? We know Tatum's there. But it's almost like Smart is two. Almost two or three.
More from the Ringer on this. It says, make no mistake about it. Hayward is a player the Celtics need and look forward to having back. He's another wing who fits their versatile team. And he's a better offensive playmaker than Smart is, giving his passing and his scoring abilities. But Smart doesn't just bring his own versatility. He also offers a certain feistiness that Hayward, who's expected to return at some point, doesn't. Smart is clearly the Celtics' spirit. And he embodies their attitude to a T. He's the kind of player who makes even the most number-focused cynics believe in intangibles.
Halloween's coming up.
We asked Brad Stevens about intangibles last week.
Yeah.
He believes in them. Brad Stevens told us he got invited to the Sloan Analytics Conference once, and it was when he sucked.
He must.
He told us that himself.
He probably couldn't sleep that night before. You get invited to that sucker. You're going to crunch some numbers at that.
Look at these nerds.
Yeah, look at the nerds. He fits right in there. But not these nerds. Halloween's coming up. How many kids want to dress up as Gordon Hayward? How many kids want to dress up as Marcus Smart? Like, it's an easy one. Marcus Smart. My kid wants a Marcus Smart jersey. Never said once, hey, Dad, I want a Gordon Hayward jersey. Not that that matters, but you notice Marcus Smart. You don't notice Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's a nice piece. smart as your energy. You need to start these games with energy. You do. Dude, this is it. Your road to get there is, it's there in front of you. You should be able to smell this. You should want blood. You should want this more than anything right now. In any other year, you've sacrificed so much to get to this point. You've been in a bubble.
I think they don't want it.
Yeah, they do. What do you mean they don't want it?
I'm kidding.
What's the matter with you?
I'm kidding.
Come on.
I think they're not that interested in winning the
series. It's there for them, man.
Let's go to your call, 617-779-0985. Stone and Taunton. Stone.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Yeah, so I was just thinking about Marcus Smart. I mean, I know.
Yeah, hello? Me too.
We'll put you on hold. We'll get you in a better spot.
I feel the same way.
Chris in the car. Chris.
Hey, I just think this whole thing about Marcus Smart and Gordon Hayward, it's not a matter of starting for Marcus Smart. It's just the rotations that he plays with. You see in the regular season, the rotations that Brad play off the bench. He's playing with guys like Brad Wanamaker and Semi Ojeleye, and now he's getting to play with the starters more. I think that's more the key factor here.
That's a good point.
And then with Gordon Hayward coming back, you don't have to play guys like Semi Ojeleye, who just hucks up threes every time he touches the ball. You know, you have someone who actually can do something on offense. So I think that's where the real impact is surrounding Marcus Smart with the starters more and guys who can create more offense other than Brad Wanamaker and Green and Carson Edwards off the bench with the rotations that he was playing with.
Yeah, I just look at the last series, though, Chris, and see how important the first quarter was in a lot of those games. And for me, if the Celtics can get on a run early in a game because they're defensively much better with Smart on the floor, I want that for them. I mean, that's typically not the case, but first quarters were important in that series. Out of the gate, I think they're more ready to play with Smart in the lineup out of the gate than they are with Hayward. So I do think it's actually starting versus coming off the bench.
So
and the player himself admits that mentally he's in a different place when he's starting versus when it is he's coming off the bench. So I would say it does matter.
See, and I think, you know, we talk about, you know, great players in any league elevate other players around them. This is almost like the role or flip reversal where you're getting another guy that comes in with a certain sense of energy that helps to even accentuate things even more for Tatum and Jaylen Brown and company. I don't think it affects Kemba. Kemba's a more cerebral out of all of them. But those kids are young, and I think it affects them. I think it affects them seeing him in a lineup with them. I think it gives Brown a different type of energy. Makes him more aggressive. Attack the rim. Would you be more excited sitting there at 6:30 at night seeing Marcus Smart in the lineup or Gordon Hayward?
Oh, Hayward.
Yeah. You'd be like, scratch your head, like, why are we doing this?
Alex is in Hanover. Alex, go ahead. You hung up. We'll try Bobby and Paxson. Bobby.
Sorry, I had to take you off speaker.
I
agree with the last call I said. It's not taking minutes from Smart. Smart, I probably played his best offensive series I've ever seen him play last series. It's taking minutes away from Wanamaker and Semi, who are good players, but when you're getting this deep, you need the better players. I feel more comfortable having Hayward put up the shot than Semi and Wanamaker.
Yeah, that's
good, but you got to take the start.
No, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to argue against that, by the way. Anybody? Is any Celtics fan going to make an argument? No, you got to have more Semi. You need more Ojeleye in there. No one's making that case.
Not
no one's making the case for Brad Wanamaker either. Nobody's making that case. Nobody. Let's go to RJ in New Hampshire. RJ.
Yeah. So I think you got to keep Marcus Smart at the starting lineup. Gordon Hayward, keep him off the bench. Have him come in off the bench. I want Marcus Smart as that bulldog. He needs to be that rebounder coming off there or in the starting lineup. Bam Adebayo, he absolutely destroyed us on the glass. And Hayward's not that same scrappy rebounder,
nope,
defensive player that Smart is. If he wants to take minutes away from Tatum or Brown to come off and score, I mean, that's great. That's what we need. You got to keep Marcus Smart out there, though, for as long as he can play.
I mean, good teams in this league have always had those good scorers, those sharpshooters that come off the bench and score for you when you need them in a pinch, when you got a dip. That could be like the perfect spot for Hayward.
Plus, there's also this matchup of Jimmy Butler versus Marcus Smart in this series that you want to have those two matched up as much as possible if you're the Celtics.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, to help gate the scoring. Yes.
Basketball, B. Rob.
See, everybody's gonna be keeping score on the whole Jaylen Brown, Jimmy Butler back and forth, right? Because of the draft, but it's Marcus who went out there that's to compete against them.
Smart will be on the most when it matters, like end of game stuff. To be honest, I think you see a lot of Jaylen on Butler.
Yeah, maybe.
But Smart, to your guys' point, when it matters, when the game's on the line, that's the matchup. Smart is the guy.
I'd like to see more than just the end of the game. I don't think that's too much to ask. Mm.
You got to chase their shooters, though, and you need Smart for that. That's their problem. True.
They got guys who can shoot. I was talking about that yesterday. How you feel about this series, B-Rob? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Celtics in seven.
Oh, Celtics in seven.
Another seven.
Celtics in seven, says B-Rob.
I feel good. It's going to go seven.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone feels good with them going seven.
It's going to be a long series. It's just like the Raptors series. Had Celtics in seven.
I love their chances. Nail biter, double overtime, game seven win.
I'm assuming not much of Hayward with that pick. If Hayward looks like himself, then Celtics in six or Celtics in five.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. You got thoughts on the Celtics ahead of the Eastern Conference Finals. Bring them to the table. Also, there's a new mask reminder in the NFL that's come out, and one head coach believes he's being targeted, that he's the reason why that reminder came out. Tell you who it is and more of your thoughts coming up next.
It's a little guy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Sports Hub.
Stowe and Beadle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Nice.
Come on, take a ride. There's a party over there. There ain't no jive. Live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slippity slide. Just forget about your troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on. That's what you do, you just sail on. Now your groove's all funky, and what it is fact, they just don't back, it's a late slide track.
Everybody thinks Maz like the only white rapper at the station, right? Get some Grandmaster Melly Mel in there. It's Coolio with the remake.
Zoe was wholly unimpressed with Maz yesterday.
Everybody's like, oh my God. Like, that's
do
when,
we
like,
have the Maz clip? Can we fire that up so people know what the hell it is we're talking
great.
About?
It was great. This is when, like, hip-hop and rap, like, you could understand all the words. You know what I mean? So, like, everybody could sing it, and you knew it. It was ingrained in you. Every party you went to, every college party, driving with your buddies in your car, you cranked it up, working out in the weight room.
This is Maz yesterday.
Here we go.
T-Bone's pulling it up
at
the moment. But you were like, yeah, nice. No big deal. What's the big deal?
You should have known all those words. Sure.
I don't think I do. I definitely don't.
Then Felger wouldn't. I know Felger wouldn't know that. But
that's a little before my time.
Yeah. See, that's wheelhouse for me, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I wouldn't. But Maz sure as hell did. You and Maz, you guys are the same age, right?
Yeah, Lakeside's like Fantastic Voyage right there, but that's like the Coolio remake. You know, you don't want the Coolio remake. Like, make your own. Let them have theirs. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let them have their stuff. They don't need to remake it.
What was it that impressed you about Maz's performance yesterday?
Just that he knew all the words. That's a lot of words, a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
But not to guys of our era.
Yeah.
I said,
Hardy, you understand.
Could you and I do Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock?
Yes.
It takes two word for word right now.
Down. I'm not internationally
known, but I'm known to rock a microphone. I mean, I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me. If you're contagious. I mean, we could keep going.
I want to hear Maz now.
All right.
This is right in your party and era, I would think. As a young college man.
This was Get Drunk, Man.
Yeah.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of
say, in case Cleveland tried to win football games,
you know, like,
to make a thing go right.
Is that what they were going for there?
Wow, what a great
to make it out of time.
What a great take that is. Because
I want to rock right now. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock a microphone. Because I get stupid, I mean outrageous. If it's contagious.
Very good, man.
No, not a loser to be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me, girls adore me. I mean, even the ones that never saw me.
Like
the way that I rhyme and I show.
Why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cuz.
The best part of that? Murray's trying to wrap something else. And yeah. Felder's trying to get back to some sort of hot take through that. And Matt's just steamrolls right there.
What was the hot take there? That they had played that?
Didn't matter.
They played it after one of the Brady interceptions or something like that. In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Right.
Oh, that's pretty good if that was the angle. That's pretty good on their whoever their DJ is. If that's what they were going for.
You know my favorite lyric is in that song?
What?
Throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No? Oh. Like, oh, where things, it's about to get real. Yo, talking to me? No? Oh. Because Rob is in the front. Easy Rock is in the backup.
The NFL is threatening accountability measures. Like, accountability measures, that's a quote. If masks are not worn correctly on the sidelines by NFL head coaches. Bill Belichick rocking a N95 or KN95, whatever it was on Sunday.
So it's much easier to breathe through.
He had it on the entire game.
You know what's interesting?
Other coaches in the league, not so much.
They've sort of, a lot of places have downplayed the gator, you know, the neck scarf, that it's not effective. And there's still a lot of people out there choosing to use that. I'm surprised by that.
They made a list of all the coaches, not the league, but, you know, media members.
Okay.
Of all the coaches that were spotted on Sunday.
I got yelled at.
Pulling them down.
I got yelled at on Sunday.
By who?
So, not yelled at, but, like, they were doing stadium sweeps. And our shot for pregame was up on the southwest corner by the old McDonald's, you know, platform there.
Yeah.
So you had Channel 4 there with the lights and a camera. And Levin's doing his hit. And I'm just standing underneath the light right there getting ready to take Levin's spot is Mike. And one of the security guards, our guy Scott, came over and he got a call from upstairs saying, hey, tell Zoe, put his mask on. But there was stuff written in our stuff that you could have your mask off if you're doing a live hit. But I wasn't actually the one on camera. Like, they're actually monitoring all that to the point where that's a stadium rule. Like, everybody in the stadium had masks.
I guess I wasn't even fully aware that the coaches had to wear them the entire time. Like, I didn't know.
Sean Payton kept pulling his down, screaming through it.
Well,
McVay didn't have one on at all.
So McVay thinks he was the guy that was the reason why they came out with this.
I thought the exact same thing watching that game. Like, where's his mask?
He said yesterday, I was definitely one of the main culprits of not following what the league wants. I will definitely be aware of that and do better.
Well, I think he may have gotten even a personal one on top of what the what Troy Vincent and the league sent out. You know, to each team to help remind everybody. And I'm sure that Sean McVay got a private one. Like, dude, you're the head coach. You're on TV all day, okay? You know, you're one of the new young guys. You're going to be on TV. Put the freaking mask on, okay?
Like, I'm all about mask wearing. I just don't understand, like, when the coaches are with the players every single day.
That's what I don't. Okay.
And they're all getting tested every single day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to make much of a difference in that setup. But
I mean, you're in a game of tackle football, and really you're not on top of each player, like in their face, screaming at them, telling them what to do. You're sort of off, and most of the coaches shield themselves when they speak anyway because they don't want anybody picking up their, you know, reading their lips.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's protective like this anyway. Like, you would think that the two coordinators and the head coach maybe could pull it down and talk into their mic when
they're still getting tested as frequently as players, correct?
Correct. Yes, every day.
Let's go to the phones. Nick is in Hanson on the Celtics lineup. Hey, Nick.
Hey. Just a quick thought. I think once Hayward comes back, they should consider maybe running Tatum at the five and keeping Smart and Hayward in the starting lineup, because Adebayo is not that big, and I think they could probably switch on anything.
What do you think the chances of that happening are, realistically?
Yeah, well, Brad Stevens not very high.
0% chance of it happening. I mean, he's also not going to make any drastic changes now. at this point in the season. John and Brockton, John.
I want one of a Knicks smoking. Oh my God. So what if the Celtics ended up at the end of the season, whether we win or we lose, we end up trying to trade Gordon Hayward for Siakam and then some picks, or we dump him somewhere for salary money and try to go get Embiid.
What is Gordon Hayward's current contract situation at the end of this year? Give me the full rundown again, B-Rob. He can opt out, right?
Yeah, he's got a player option. I think around $33 million last year of his deal.
What's he going to do?
He's going to 100% opt in. And okay. So, yeah, I mean, the Celtics could explore trades with him, but I assume he's not going to have much value.
And yeah, so you're not trading him for Pascal Siakam?
Straight I don't up? Think you're not. No. I don't think that's the deal you're able to pull off.
There. I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Okay. So he's opting in for $33 million for next year. Yay. Yay. Very good. But expiring contract, though. So you can move them, which they might very well take a look at doing. 617-779-0985. Hardy, would you feel confident fending off a bear if you were to be attacked by a bear?
No.
We've had the conversation before.
Shark bear, v. bear. I'll take my chances against a shark.
You see news this morning, a bear smelling a guy's feet in his pool?
Yep, we'll tell you something about that. And
how'd the bear get inside the pool fence? I got a fence in my pool.
I didn't know there was a pool fence.
Legally, you have to have a pool fence. All right, like 48 inches. All
right, we'll get to this.
Mr. Pool Boy.
Next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
No, we're good.
What?
Wherever I want.
T-Bone said you got to do the hourly. I don't know.
I already did it.
Oh.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
He's so stupid.
Damn it, T-Bone.
You all right, T-Bone?
Too much pressure?
It's cracking.
You didn't hear me do it?
Yeah, it was like 30 seconds earlier. I forgot.
So you mentioned this bear in Greenfield yesterday.
I saw several videos.
Video came out of the guy who was sitting in his pool taking a nap. Taking a rest.
I never napped at my pool.
I disagree with that.
What?
I don't nap at pools.
I don't believe
What about
you.
Pass out?
Nope.
That counts.
No. Like, well, I'm so excited about, to be at the okay, pool. Like, okay. I can't
about,
sleep.
What about just laying in the chair, eyes closed, resting?
I do that.
Resting your eyes.
I do that.
Maybe not sleeping.
I listen to Sports Hub when I do that.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're sitting there lounging with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
So it's possible
that if
a bear came out of the woods at your pool...
He would be able to get into the pool area because I always, when I'm there, the I always leave open. The gate open. I prop it open.
And we're looking at a video that has now been widely circulated. Nice. It's a little bear. Woo. It's a baby. It's a baby bear.
Nice setup they got there.
Yeah, it's a nice pool. Nice deck. They got a hot tub there to the right, Hardy. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like the Sundance Edison.
I like how Hardy's a hot tub expert now.
Oh, sure.
Bet they didn't shower today.
If I had a pool and a hot tub, I might take the showers out of my house. What's the point?
I do that. Like, we did it with Brody. Like, he'd be like, hey, you got to get a shower. He goes, cool. Well, I swam last night. Okay, that counts.
Yeah.
But you didn't wash your hair. Like, that's why your hair's all like hay hair. Like chlorine.
How lucky is this guy who woke up or, you know, opened his eyes to see the bear tugging on his... toes.
Yeah, he was slapping at his foot, but I did notice the guy is laying by his pool with his shoes on.
What a weirdo. You have your shoes? You know what he does? He picks up his phone download his gun app so he can shoot the bear.
He wakes up and the bear is more startled than he is.
Bear's like,
Bear's like, oh, damn it. Oh, he's awake. I'm out of here. And the bear takes off. So very lucky that the bear was not interested in having lunch. Quah! Quah!
Yeah, I wonder if he said anything because there's no audio to the video. Do you just wake up and...
Quah! Quah! Quah!
Bears hate quiet.
They hate that.
Oh, my God. You yell quiet a bear?
That. I'm starting to hate quah.
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 Quah. Quah. They hate that, so they run away. And that may have been what happened there. Unfortunately, other bear news today, someone else was not as lucky when they were yelling quiet at their bear.
Uh-oh.
Is this the one in the house?
Hazel Creek Trail on the North Carolina side of the Smokies is off the beaten path. Usually, people travel by boat to get there.
So it's an extremely remote area of the park.
This YouTube video, taken in 2018, gives an eye into the secluded backcountry area. It's a miles-long hike to get to Campsite 82, where backpackers arrived Friday night and found an empty tent.
And they began to look for the owners of the tent, and at that time they found what observed to be human remains on the other side of Hazel Creek, with a bear actively scavenging on those remains.
They left immediately to find cell phone service to alert the park. Rangers got the call around 7 p.m. They made it out to the area around midnight.
And a bear was still actively scavenging on the remains.
Hold on. 5 hours it took them to get there, and 5 hours later, the bear was still eating the human.
Big guy.
Big dinner there.
Yeah, the two eyeballs for dinner. Save those.
So the natural question is, what did they do to the bear when they arrived?
Shoot it in the head.
So at that point, they made the decision to euthanize that bear.
Bingo.
While the Rangers don't know if the man's death is a result of foul play, the park says killing the bear was necessary in this situation.
And our wildlife biologists, who are experts in human-bear conflicts, believe that once a bear has scavenged on the...
Yeah, but
could you imagine walking upon that scene and saying, like, oh, this bear's just chewing
on
this
dude's
arm?
What are you an expert in? I'm an expert in human-bear conflicts.
Yeah.
What? I like how they deemed it was necessary to kill the bear based on them being experts in these types of matters, other than he just ate a human and we didn't want to be the next human he ate.
It's not a therapist. It's a bearapist.
Like, what is that?
Jesus.
You don't have to justify it. Yeah, we rolled up on a bear that was into eating and attacking humans, so we decided we were going to take out the bear.
Remains of humans, that they pose a real serious risk of doing that behavior again. We never want bears to associate people with food.
Since,
oh boy,
I don't like bears.
What do you mean you don't like bears?
I don't know what to be like. You know, like, oh, look at a bear. Like, hey, I like a bear. You know, you like, I like deer, animals, horses. Bears don't do it for me. See, I could watch a mountain lion out there or something. Bear's just there, you know, like messing around. Always trash in your house, scratch a door.
Quack.
You got them nails, like, you know what? Like, purpose is bear serve. They crap everywhere.
What purpose does a bear serve?
Yeah.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll go deer hunting, but, like, to keep the deer population down. Nobody says, hey, it's bear season.
It's, you know, it's got to be an apex predator. Just below humans, bears. I go out there and kill all kinds of stuff. But you know what? Why they had to euthanize the bear, though? You understand why?
Well, why?
You get the taste for humans.
You see, once a bear gets a taste for blood, it craves it. It needs it. It will do anything it can to get it.
That's Chet Ripley giving you the straight 411 on bears. You can't let that thing roll. It'll be the next bald-headed killer bear.
You know there is some actual science behind that clip you just played.
Is there?
Yes, yes, there is. Look it up.
Come on.
Yeah, it's.
You tell me the great outdoors did some scientific research.
They must have had a bear human expert, conflict expert, on staff of the film to figure that out.
Craves it. It needs it. It will do anything it can to get it. That bear had become a man-eater.
Because it just might be the killer bear. Ah! I'm 25 pounds overweight here. You're trying to give me a heart attack, Chet?
Stay out them woods.
Stay.
That's what I would say.
The guy was 43 years old, probably, you know, fit, out there hiking.
Yeah, they showed it in that report how secluded that spot was.
What's
how long it takes you to get there, how many times you have to go by boat.
Yeah, we do
to get into this spot in the woods.
So let's get to that point where you do the color lines now for the leaf. And, like, if you show the state, like New England, you see all the New England states. And right here, it's, like, at about 20%. You get up. What's the line of demarcation for bear sightings? Like, how low down into Massachusetts do we go? Is it 128 corridor? Is it Route 3 Lowell
area?
Are
you asking where are the bears? What are you asking?
Like, there's a bear in Newton.
There's a bear in Newton, but there was the bear in Cape Cod, but got on a trash train.
Oh, a trash train bear.
That doesn't count. I'm talking, like, all of a sudden, where we got, like, accelerated bear sightings. Like, what town? Marlboro?
Okay,
I don't know.
According to mass.gov, black bears in Massachusetts live and breed in Worcester County, northern Middlesex County, and to the west in the Berkshires.
Mountains, yeah. Less populated. Right.
Bears, mostly young males and some breeding females, are living in other eastern Massachusetts communities along Route 495.
No, that bear's gone.
She may be out there.
This cat staring at a bear through the window.
Bloodthirsty.
That's a Newton bear, isn't it?
Yeah. Look at the houses everywhere there. Like, he's lost.
He'll find his way.
They always do.
Hear a noise.
We need to not continue to show Zoe bear videos all day.
Whatever you do, don't...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.